Welcome to the CBN podcast. This is Lisa Meyerson, and today I'm going to be doing the CBN symbol notes for April 18th until April 24th. So the notes for Sunday through Saturday. And today's Chiron is actually going into a new degree tomorrow, 11 Aries. And it's from April 18th until May 6th. And that's the president of the republic or the ruler of the country. And from what I see there is Chiron being the wounded healer. It's calling for our leaders to step up and be healers of the nation. And it's also calling for us to, if we're in a leadership position, to really take some extra care to be loving and gentle. I find that in the United States with what's happening with the Derek Chauvin trial and some of these really sad and awful police shootings of innocent young people, it's calling for our leadership to really step up and create solutions. And also to see how they may have helped to create these problems and how they can fix the problems that they've created. And so I think of this one Archangel Michael card that I often pull. I pull cards every morning. And the card is, you got yourself into this mess. It's time to get yourself out of it. So to take some kind of leadership around it. And so it's quite a mess this week. And then, let's see here, Lilith. Oh, and one thing I wanted to say about Chiron, too, is I've often seen that to be about the environment. Chiron is now in a cardinal fire sign. Since Chiron has been here, we've had massive fires in different parts of the world. We had the Paradise Fire in California, the fires in Brazil, in Australia, and as part of our environmental devastation, we also, I believe, have the pandemic from a lot of the things like deforestation and just things that make the earth hotter that are causing global warmings. And so I feel like that is also part of the Chiron and Aries pattern. It's just at 11 degrees, so it's going into the second third of Chiron. So it's just one third of the way through. And so we have a ways to go. When Chiron was in Pisces, it started in 2008, I believe, and we had the Gulf oil spill. We had the tsunami in the Indian Ocean, and we had the Flint water crisis, which we still have. And so just considering that, we'll be seeing a lot of issues with fires for the next 8 years or so. So just to see that as Chiron on a mundane level also can have to do with environmental issues. When Chiron was in Taurus, actually, that's when we had the Dust Bowl. So there's another great example of how Chiron can impact the environment. On a personal level, I did make a couple recommendations, but Chiron is the wounded healer. So oftentimes we'll find things that are real problems. Like if we do go and work through something through therapy, or even I think about some of the 12-step work, how when you work the step around your character defects, you find out that when you take an inventory of them, that they're actually assets, but they're just to the extreme. And so I feel like some of these practices that we can do are great tools for self-acceptance. One of my healers talks about the parts map and to write out a situation and talk about the different parts of our body and where our feelings are and what different things that we're saying to ourselves and finding that actually can help to feel better. So just thinking about that. And with the president of the republic or the ruler of the country, I would say also it would be a great time to make a choice to really take some leadership in your own life to, like, where do I need to heal? What do I need to work on? Is it time to find a new therapist, or is it time to really take certain aspects seriously? So just thinking about that from that perspective. And then Lilith is at 20 Taurus, or has been there since April 11th and will be there until Monday, April 19th. And that's wisps of clouds, like wings are streaming across the sky. And I often think of Lilith as, it can be like a dark energy. It can be a dark force, or it can be like a femme fatale, a temptress. But it can be that side of ourselves. Like, I feel like Donald Trump had strong Lilith energy because he was always projecting negative feminine qualities onto women, but also onto men. He could be very, very insulting. And I felt like that was sort of that Lilith quality. And I also feel like as a woman, I've often had those qualities projected onto me, even though, you know, I may or may not have deserved that or been that person. Oftentimes the projection was false. But just thinking about that, because I did ask my mundane astrology group, what does Lilith symbolize in mundane astrology? And we, like, some people are like, oh, don't even bother. And other people were talking about, like, bombs and hand grenades and a certain type of woman, or a certain type of projection onto a woman. Like Stormy Daniels, I would, you know, she could potentially be a Lilith type. But that Lilith type also really does, like, own what she's doing. And she doesn't take the shame-filled ideas that somebody's projecting onto her. And so Lilith is at 20 Taurus from April 11th until April 19th. Wisps of clouds, like wings, are streaming across the sky. You know, not sure how this will present, but that could be about, like, something kind of dissolving or disappearing or being very mysterious. And I'm going to look in the book and see what Linda Hill has to say here. And the keywords are fleeting opportunities or inspiration, feeling like things are in the wind, seeking a change in the weather, thinking on your feet, doing things at a fast pace. The caution could be, and maybe this is a good thing to look at because Lilith is here at this degree, and it could be negative, resistance to the creative flow, superficial excitement, unstoppable progress, destructive development, forces beyond your control, making unformed or uninformed decisions on a whim, not thinking things through, impatience, continual impermanence, lack of rest or sleep, overcast skies. So that's where Lilith has been and where it'll leave by Tuesday. And then it's going to move to Lilith at 21 Taurus from April 20th until April 28th. And that's moving finger points to significant passages in a book. So it's going to be there until Tuesday, from Tuesday until almost the end of the month. And I'm going to just read the caution here because it's Lilith. Doing things because they need to be done and only going by the rules of the book. Automated responses. Sorry about my mispronunciations here. I was listening to a previous podcast and realizing that I left the out of surrendering a couple of times, and that's a little embarrassing. So religious fundamentalism, only doing those things that are officially sanctioned, not observing the entire picture, keeping tallies, flaunting the rules. And then the keywords here would be finding the essential details of a situation and disregarding the rest. The cursor on a computer screen. A moving finger points to significant passages in a book. That's funny. Reading and writing books, keeping records, instruction manuals. Yeah, testimony and rules, memories. And the commentary here is a moving finger is said to be pointing to significant passages in a book. This speaks about information being sought through the written word. However, the moving finger can also be your own thoughts, suggestions from those around you, or inspirations from meditations or dreams. And whatever the book might be, it will contain significant passages. It will tell you something useful and necessary now. And it can be a classic of literature, or it can be something as everyday as a street map or a telephone book. So, one of my friends will look at license plates and see angel numbers. And I think that's a fascinating thing. I love to take walks and just see little pieces of artwork, painted stones, signs. I love going on this little vision quest walk. And it's fun to take pictures of what I see. But I feel like sometimes I receive messages that way too. And so that's Lilith there. And so I would just say that, just to keep your mind out with that wisps of clouds like wings streaming across the sky, I can see about situations that seem to just disappear. And that's what I can relate to. Like, how what did this mean if it just could easily just like get destroyed? So, just looking at that from my own perspective. And then this is interesting with the North Node degree at 12 Gemini is since April 11th until May 6th. And Chiron just moved, is moving into the President of the Republic. And it's going to be leaving on the same day that this North Node and South Node degree will be leaving. So it's very important because the North Node at 12 Gemini is a black slave girl demands her rights of her mistress. I really think of this as like the slave uprising degree, the civil rights degree. It's something that's on the karmic degree of the United States descendants. So it's the way a lot of other countries see us, a lot of the ways that we see ourselves. I mean, there has been slavery in other countries, and there is still slavery in other countries. There has been racism in other countries, and there is still racism in other countries. I'm amazed at how racist some of the European people I've met have been, like kind of like 1970s, like the way that I heard people language I heard people using in the 70s, I'll hear people using or I have over the last decade heard. So it's not that racism isn't everywhere, but our country is known for it. The United States is known for it, and it's something that we've had to reckon with. It's something that we have had like a lot of literature and a lot of people like Frederick Douglass and Sojourner Truth that our country is known for, James Baldwin, and we're known for the Civil War. We are known for slavery and racism. And so it's something that is very predominant right now from April 11th until May 6th. And then the South Node is at 12 Sagittarius at the same time. And that's a flag turns into an eagle. The eagle turns into a chanticleer saluting the dawn. And that to me, with the South Node being there, it's really about stepping away from like the chest thumping thing, standing up for our own rights. I was reading a relationship book that was four men, and there was some guy who wrote a comment. So it's like, what about women? It's like, well, look, there are like 900 relationship books that are targeted towards women. and if you don't know that, you know, it's, and then somebody wrote a comment saying, oh, so I assume you're single. And so I just thought that was interesting. But the South Node would be about moving away from that. Like, look, this is getting old. It's time to move on. And the North Node is really what we need to address. And there are some real injustices that have happened this week. Interestingly, during this particular placement of the North Node at 12 Gemini and the South Node at 12 Sagittarius. And it's once again, it's people of color versus the police. It's people of color versus white supremacists. And it's really looking like right now, it's a really good time to work on learning how to be an ally, learning how to, learning about the history of our country and not being ignorant to it. It's not really going to create peace of mind to not learn about these things. It's really important. It's really an obligation as Americans for us to understand our history. There is a movie that I would recommend to that everyone see, and that would be the movie called 13th, about the 13th Amendment, but also about the massive incarceration in the country that's actually was helped facilitate by our current president. So it'll be interesting to see the way he steps up during this placement of Chiron here and the North and South Node in these placements. So just looking at that. And then Pluto is still at 27 Capricorn from February 28th until June 29th. And that's a mountain pilgrimage. And seeing once again lockdowns, but also returning to places from the past. In the last podcast I did where I was talking about the new moon, I was talking about the movie A Promising Young Woman and realizing that was part of, it was new moon with Venus conjunct and square Pluto. And the mountain pilgrimage in the movie was her returning back to her old school, going back to see old so-called friends, and so really returning back to the past. She was making a pilgrimage, essentially, but it was a revenge movie. But that was interesting that it was part of that aspect that. That weekend that the new moon was, and that particular movie won a British Film Award. And I ended up watching the movie after I did the podcast, and I wish that I had watched it first, because I did end up learning a lot more that the pastel colors that I talked about in the new moon, that pastel colors were actually a huge part of the film's palette, that there was a point even where she wore a pastel wig, like multicolor pastel wig. She wore fuzzy pink sweaters. And then the other colors in the movie were like bright pink and pastel pink. And it talked about this like weaponizing femininity, like because of the, in response to toxic masculinity. So, just think that's fascinating. So it could also be like, sadly, my mother passed away, and thinking about doing like a tour of all the places where my mother, like going back to our home, which is now sold, but the home where I grew up, going to Indianapolis, where she grew up, and going to other places like West Virginia, where we have family, and you know, Southern Illinois, where her family was originally from. So, gosh, and maybe even I could go to Germany, because that was where her ancestors are from. So, thinking about that, a mountain pilgrimage, like where can we return to? You know, and in this film that I'm talking about, it was the scene of the crime, but that was like a way for her to to heal this aspect of herself that was grieving the loss of a friend of hers. And so the mountain pilgrimage. And then once again, regarding the coronavirus, it could also be just the numbers are going up and just being careful, continuing to stay at home. And this will move on in June 29th. So I'm going to keep talking about this and seeing how it continues to evolve. And then Neptune at 23 Pisces is actually moving to a new degree April 18th on Sunday and will be there until May 28th. And that is a materializing medium giving a seance. And that is 23 Pisces. And this will be fascinating. I'm curious about that, about if we'll have some kind of major psychic thing or if there will be a movie that comes out that reflects this. And then the commentary in Linda Hill's book, The Sabian Oracle, she says, a materializing medium has a sensitivity and awareness of spiritual forces. She's giving a seance and can manifest messages from spirit that are given from the other side. Roger's Thesaurus defines medium as a meaning that by which something is accomplished or some end achieved. Agency, agent, instrument, instrumentality, instrumentation, intermediary. She is an instrument who is able to receive radiations, frequencies, or vibrations that cannot easily be sensed by most people. The keywords here is spiritual channeling, a need to free up stuck or earthbound entities, effort to materialize things, coming straight out with things, giving voice to spirit, clairvoyance, clairsentience, things seen ahead of their time, bringing messages from the other side, contacting the dead. And the caution here is putting up a false front, merely doing a performance for others, making things up, using mind control over others to get a desired outcome, using sensational methods to induce others to give up control over their own lives, exorcisms performed by the inexperienced, and inviting weird energies or people. So that'll be interesting to see how that manifests. With Neptune, the meaning of Neptune in mundane astrology is like socialism and programs related to the well-being of the less advantaged, drug companies and drug problems in the population. And Neptune can also be things like things that help us escape, like drugs, like movies, music. You know, one of the things that I think about is like my own intuition. I think of it could be that we feel more intuitive at this time, or it becomes a very popular thing to like a certain book about learning how to be more psychic or mediumship, or things like soul retrieval. So just fascinating about that. Or even like mediumship would be another way to combine this with the Pluto symbol of the mountain pilgrimage, would be to reflect on the people we've lost. So a materializing medium giving a seance, it would be about, in some ways, finding ways to communicate with people who have left us and connect with them, or just pay homage to them where, like, you're able to remember them in some way or acknowledge them. And so that would be a more practical way of doing it. Like, I think of the Day of the Dead rituals, where they're remembering their loved ones that have passed in the past year. So that would be a wonderful thing to do, some kind of ritual around that. And then moving on to Uranus at 10 Taurus, which has been there since April 1st, and it will actually leave there on April 18th, a Red Cross nurse with warm sympathy. This, I believe, has been about the whole, with Uranus, the conversation about vaccines and trying to get a vaccine, about vaccine inequality, about helping to make sure that we're all healthy, about being kind to each other and sympathetic. But really, it's been about the beloved community and how can we take the best care of each other. And Uranus here would be about technology, outer space programs, unruly events, wild changes in weather. But I really do see this also as like the zeitgeist, like our collective consciousness and how we evolve together. Whereas sometimes with Neptune, I see it, how do we all escape together? Neptune can really be a way to, it's not bad because it can be about self-soothing, because it's really wonderful to listen to music or to watch a movie or to read a book, like find ways to really help to stoke our imagination through Neptune. But Uranus is the way that we are collectively activated through our mind together, and how do we evolve and come together. I actually see Uranus as socialism as well, even though in this link that I have, they describe Neptune as socialism. But I can see Uranus as that as well, thinking about the collective and how do we take care of each other. And Uranus will be moving from that particular symbol on Monday. We'll be moving from April 19th until May 6th to a woman sprinkling long rows of flowers. And that particular symbol, you know, fascinatingly, I believe it was last summer, there was this amazingly enormous explosion in Beirut. And I believe it was the full moon that was square Uranus, and Uranus was at this particular degree. And this is how amazing or fascinating and sometimes saddening the symbols can be, because I forgot where the sun and moon, which symbols they were in, but they also had to do with things like earth-based things like tall trees or planting things. And a woman sprinkling long rows of flower, Uranus at this degree, it was fertilizer that caused the explosion in Beirut. And so I'm thinking about that here, because it was at this degree last year, and then here it is again. And on a more collective level, it would have to do with being patient, with planting seeds for the future now. How do we create the most sustainable communication? How do we create the most sustainable plans in our lives? But I'm seeing this more about communication, or it could even be like when you purchase technology, like how do we make it so that it is going to last for a long time? And so I think that this is something really important to know right now, like not just how do we, like getting to know somebody and then we don't know how to communicate to them, learning communication skills, learning how can we make this the most sustainable? How can we invest in this now for the future? And so that's there. And interestingly, it will be leaving this degree the same day that the North and South Node degrees leave and the Chiron degrees leave. So wondering how this will be around solutions for like for policing, like do we defund the police or do we invest in more training? Like having these types of conversations on how do we make things more sustainable? How do we make it so that Black people can go out on the street and not fear for their lives every time they do? Or that when they get pulled over by the police, that, you know, they may lose their lives. So it's like to think about that. I was brought up the conversation yesterday, thinking that as somebody from a Jewish background, where I have all this training in like never again preventing genocide. I have relatives and godmother who are survivors of things like pogroms, of massive disease from incredible poverty, from a sterilization campaign. So it's like some pretty dark stories, but these are from my own history, from the people that raised me. And how do I take what I know and not turn a blind eye to what's happening to other people? And how do I do this in a way that will help us sustainably for the future? And so that's some things that have been on my mind. Like, how do I plant these seeds? And just thinking about conversations that I have with friends, that it's really important not to turn away from people. And I'm imagining, like, how it would have felt for, like, my godmother, who went through what she went through in during the World War II. She was part of the Holocaust. And how did it feel for her to be alone with what she was going through and have people turn away from her? And so I think about this, like, having this history, like, I can't not, I have to turn towards and help with this somehow. And so just wanted to bring that up as a conversation, like, what little can we do? Can we watch this movie? Can we go to this march, like, take an hour of our day and walk with 1,000 other people? Or can we just start to ask ourselves these questions? But the time really is now. And so wanted to address that. And then Saturn at 13 Aquarius from April 10th until April 27th is at a barometer. And that, again, I'm thinking about that on, like, here we are again. And on a personal level, thinking about, using our emotions as a barometer. Like, how does this feel to me? Is this okay? Does this work? And really trusting one's own feelings and really having compassion for that and understanding that it's okay to feel this way, really having a sense of self-acceptance around our own emotions. And I do feel like we often are shamed for having them. Like for being sad, for being angry, or for being happy, or for being afraid, and to really just trust that. And sometimes with Saturn here, and it'll be here until almost the end of the month, there could have been some consequence for trusting our emotions or for sharing that emotion with someone else. And I do feel like that Saturn being there can make it a little challenging, so there could have been some consequence for sharing an insecurity or a fear or anger or sadness or even joy. So it can be in a difficult place with Saturn being here. The meaning of Saturn in mundane astrology is the elderly, minds, conservatism. And thinking about that, and I really think of that Saturn as like the school of hard knocks, like the difficult road. It really can be like this feeling of a slog of austerity and poverty, and like thinking of like what my grandma would talk about when they were when she was a child in Russia, and how they were so poor and they had dirt floors. So it's like very Saturn. She and I are both Capricorns, Saturn ruled. So that sense of difficulty being there with trusting your own emotional barometer. And then moving forward into Jupiter at 27 Aquarius from April 16th until April 22nd. And Jupiter in mundane astrology will stand for clergy, high courts, brings favor wherever it falls in the chart that it's aspected, whereas Saturn will reduce the advantage of the house that it falls in, and the symbol, apparently. But Jupiter here, it's really in a beautiful sign, an ancient pottery bowl filled with fresh violets. I'm thinking about how things have been in Chicago here, that the weather's been absolutely gorgeous. It's been a little bit chilly, but it's also been really good walking weather. And just to walk around and admire the beauty around you. And it could be about like studying ancient cultures. And I always talk about my trip to India with this. And then it's going to be moving into 28 Aquarius from April 23rd until April 28th. And that's a tree felled and sawed to ensure a supply of wood for the winter. And that has actually been happening in my neighborhood. My neighborhood had a tornado about 10 months ago. We lost half of our trees. And some of the trees were just knocked down. I mean, it was like a prehistoric scene. It was like crazy. It just looked like it was like a 4 or 5 minute tornado. And then it really devastated the trees in the neighborhood. And what's been happening is that the city's been coming by and taking the trees that just had the tops moved from them. And my block is losing all of its trees. It's really, really sad. So just seeing that, and I know for me, so I talk about when my progressed son was at this ancient pottery bowl filled with fresh violets, and what a beautiful year it was. And the following year, Jupiter, so my son had progressed into 28 Aquarius, and was there for the whole year. And now Jupiter's here, and all the trees are getting cut down in my neighborhood. But when I had this personally, it was about, I had to work so hard all year. And it was really difficult to make ends meet. And all sorts of weird stuff was happening with my, I'm an insurance provider. And one of my insurance companies was not reimbursing me. And was just having to hustle all year. I could not get a moment's break. And so a tree felled and sawed to ensure a supply of wood for the winter. I had to do that, like what I talked about with Uranus, with building for sustainability. I had to just make sure I was being incredibly frugal, incredibly careful. The following year was much, much easier. But when I was in this energy of the tree felled and sawed to ensure a proper supply of wood for the winter, I just had to be incredibly careful. And there was no extra money, no extra resources. And, it really had to do, somehow my practice slowed down a bit. And then it sped up once this progressed sun had moved away into a different symbol. So anyway, just thinking about that. But I see here that with Jupiter here, and it is a positive thing here, it really is about sustainability. Like, how do we plan for the future? How do we make sure that today is, what we're doing today is going to help ensure that what we have now is going to be here in the winter? And I think about this song by the Canadian band called Feist, and it's called Gatekeeper, and talks about like a fair weather situation that doesn't last through the winter. And so it's more about how do we make sure that what we have today is going to stick with us tomorrow. And so that's what I have today. And I feel like I was kind of stumbling all over the place, but I find that also going through this podcast is very helpful for me. I would like to be better at production and script writing, but I kind of go off the cuff with these often. But it also just helps me see where things are going. And so I appreciate you listening to this and would love to hear any feedback that you have. And I'm going to be posting some things in the show notes. And I hope you have a great week. And I will see you next time.